Psalm 44. To the Choir Master. A Maskil of the Sons of Korah. O God, we have heard with our ears, our fathers have told us, what deeds you performed in their days, in the days of old. You with your own hand drove out the nations, but them you planted. You afflicted the peoples, but them you set free. For not by their own sword did they win the land, nor did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your face, for you delighted in them. You are my king, O God, ordain salvation for Jacob. Through you we push down our foes. Through your name we tread down those who rise up against us. For not in my bow do I trust, nor can my sword save me. But you have saved us from our foes, and have put to shame those who hate us. In God we have boasted continually, and we will give thanks to your name forever. Selah. But you have rejected us, and disgraced us, and have not gone out with our armies. You have made us turn back from the foe, and those who hate us have gotten spoil. You have made us like sheep for slaughter, and have scattered us among the nations. You have sold your people for a trifle, demanding no high price for them. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors, the derision and scorn of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations, a laughingstock among the peoples. All day long my disgrace is before me, and shame has covered my face, at the sound of the taunter and reviler, at the sight of the enemy and the avenger. All this has come upon us, though we have not forgotten you, and we have not been false to your covenant. Our heart has not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way. Yet you have broken us in the place of jackals, and covered us with the shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of our God, or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God discover this? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Yet for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake! Why are you sleeping, O Lord? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face? Why do you forget our affliction and oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our belly clings to the ground. Rise up. Come to our help. Redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love. This psalm is a song of corporate lament. Together, God's people cry out, wondering why God has left them in such apparent forsakenness. It is deeply bewildering to feel abandoned by God, but this is sometimes our experience. But note what the people also affirm. They agree that any favor they have received from God has been a gift. Past deliverance has been by sheer mercy. Not by their own sword did they win the land, nor did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm. This is the fundamental message of the Bible. Fallen men and women stand in need of a salvation that comes wholly from outside of them. They contribute nothing but their need. When God's people stand in need of fresh deliverance, therefore, this is all they can plead. Rise up, come to our help, redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love. Centuries after this psalm was written, God would show just how far he would go not to forsake his people. In Jesus Christ, God drew near to sinners to assure them of his undying love, if they would only lay down their arms and humble themselves enough to receive it. When you find yourself feeling forsaken, look to Jesus and his great work of atonement, of restoring us to God.